This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Larry Richard with my celebrity co-host.
Good morning, everyone.
Michael Bartley. Michael, you're born and bred. Greenfield. Do you know where New Galilee
is? I do. Yeah, I do. I do know where New Galilee is. Yeah, I do. I do indeed.
It's in Beaver County.
Beaver County. Big news there yesterday.
Absolutely. And yeah. Joining us from Mitsubishi Electric Power Products is the Chief Growth Officer, Matt Smith. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Larry and Michael. How are you?
Fine.
Not as good as you.
Yeah, this is big. This is big.
So I know when I was with Rich Fitzgerald, boy, this is a while ago, he was telling me about this was coming, and the Allegheny Conference, you're a member of that. You had a big groundbreaking yesterday. Tell us about it.
Yeah, and serving as the Chief Growth Officer here at the conference, we're really focused on this kind of in-market expansion. The great thing is Mitsubishi Electric Power Products, Inc., MEPI, as they're known, is a company based here in Western Pennsylvania, and they made the decision to establish their new advanced switchgear manufacturing facility and expanded power electronics facility right here in Western Pennsylvania, as you guys said, in Beaver County, going to create at least 200 jobs, retain 806 employees, and then also include a capital investment of about $86 million for the expansion and for the facility. So it was a great day, and it really shows you, Western PA is really at the forefront of the energy and manufacturing nexus, and this is a great example with this project.
200 jobs, that's really big. What is a switchgear facility?
Switchgear facility is one where they will manufacture essential components of the electrical power system. So think, circuit breakers, fuses, all of the things that we need in order to power the electric grid on into the future. And what's so exciting to us, when you think about this project, it's a great project in and of itself. But when you think about where the world is headed with the need for power generation and electricity with data centers, large-scale manufacturing and industrial operations, MEPI is a company that sits right at the forefront of providing everything that is necessary, everything that's necessary within the advanced switchgear and electrical supply chain for those larger projects. And so, this is a project that not only is a great thing for the region, it's a great thing for the country and the world, because it's going to help supply power and electricity to meet all the demands that we know are coming with data centers and large-scale manufacturing operations. Mm-hmm.
We're with Matt Smith, Chief Growth Officer, and I'm sure you're aware most people here in Mitsubishi, they think of automobiles, even though this company has been here for a long time, right?
Yeah, long time in Western Pennsylvania, deep roots in Western Pennsylvania. We started working with them probably about 12 months ago on this expansion, and it was a competitive process vis-a-vis other states. The state was tremendously helpful in this effort. I think the Commonwealth provided about $6 million to support this particular investment. The county, our county partners, were amazing with Beaver County. We always say that economic development, especially on projects like this, is really a team sport, and this required the state, the county, and then the federal government with a 48C tax credit was also really instrumental in this effort as well. So there was a lot of different pieces to this project that came together, and you know, was something that was very exciting for us to work on.
So, Matt, this is going to be a net zero facility. Does that mean this is sort of a, what they call clean energy facility?
Yeah, the facility itself, I think the goal is to be net zero. So the facility itself is going to be net zero. And then again, the switchgear and power electronic solutions that they're providing are going to go towards that overall effort globally towards a lower carbon footprint. So there's several benefits to this project, not only the project in and of itself, but also the project, you know, and what it means for the globe in terms of lower carbon footprint. So this is really a massive win for the region. And again, one that many, many partners had their hand in, and we were happy to support in partnership with MEPI.
Matt, before you go, explain to people what the Allegheny Conference is. I think it's important to understand because of the growing energy business and all that else that goes with it here.
Yeah, so we partnered with MEPI through our affiliate that does our business development, our Pittsburgh Regional Alliance affiliate. And so, yeah, we did a number of things through the course of this project, including assembling a team of regional stakeholders to assist with the project, as I mentioned earlier, bringing the state in, bringing the county in, bringing our federal partners in. We help with the site selection process, so organize site information and tours so that we could make the best case to MEPI. You know, this is a situation where, again, it was a competitive process, and we really needed to bring all those resources to bear. So what the conference does is organize all those partners, convene all those partners, and then be really relentless in the delivery of the execution of the project to make sure that we can land the win.
Well, thanks for sharing the news. Appreciate your time, Matt.
Thanks so much, Larry and Michael. Appreciate it.
Congratulations.
As the chief growth officer, can you do something about my lawn? All right. That tells you about the expansion that's continuing around here. I think people like to know about this.
Oh, there's no question.
Especially when you're adding jobs.
200 new jobs in Beaver County? Absolutely.
So where is New Galilee?
Well, it's in Beaver County.
You said you were there.
It's along the, well,
you knew where it was at.
Well, it's along the river, you know.
You made that up. The Michael Bartley. And Michael,
this is a great jam.
This is somebody you know very well from her work as the food editor.
Absolutely.
For Pittsburgh Magazine. You can see Christy Graver on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Christy, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, Christy.
Do you have any
Good morning. How are you?
Special first day of spring traditions?
Well, it's also Mr. Rogers' birthday, so.
Oh, I brought that up earlier. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess I'll just be kind to people today.
Yeah. Good job. I love that.
I love Mr. Rogers.
Me too. Larry and I were walking down memory lane about Fred earlier.
Yeah, I could talk about him all day.
I know, me too.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Mm. And the neighborhood's getting a little bigger when it comes to music venues. Don't we have enough of those?
No.
Apparently not.
Maybe House of Pain will play this place. Yeah, Citizens Live at the Wiley is a 4,000 capacity entertainment venue designed for concerts and comedy shows and more. The venue will be in the Lower Hill District, built on a portion of the former Civic Arena site. It's between Wiley and Bedford Avenues, hence the name. And it's going to be within walking distance of PPG Paints Arena. No date has been announced for its opening, but it's expected mid-2026.
So that's pretty quick. And that's a big deal because over on the North Shore, you obviously have Acrisure Stadium, PNC Park, which they use for super big events. But then they have Stage AE, which stays pretty busy year round.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been to a lot of shows there. So, yeah, but there's always, well, it seems like everyone wants to come to Pittsburgh. So
little competition going on. All right, Silver Perk Coffee Company making big moves on the caffeine scene.
Well, I saw a picture of this business on Instagram, and I instantly contacted the people. It is just a giant Italian mocha pot, an espresso maker. It's 12 feet tall. It's 8 feet wide. The Squirrel Hill couple that own it, they had it made, especially made in Cleveland. They serve La Prima coffee. It's just really cool. Like, smoke comes out of the top. It's just really programmatic architecture at its best.
And where is this again?
It makes the round, so it's they pull it with their truck. And so last week it was at Alternate Histories in Greenfield. That was its first
gig of the season. That's my neighborhood, yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be all around. You can't miss it. I mean, it's a huge aluminum mocha pot.
Kind of like the old Airstream. Yeah. Remember those?
That's what it looks like. And it's so cool. Two people can fit inside and they're like, you know, they're retired. So they're just doing this. And I think it's adorable.
And
if you're looking for a custom food truck, Cleveland Custom Trucks is where it was made. And Gary's quite the expert on these things.
And so. Michael lives in Greenfield.
Yeah, so I'll check it out.
I love Greenfield. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Monday's Brewing. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Oh, yeah. 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 That's that.
They have burgers now.
Yeah.
Great
that,
burgers.
And people are going on about that new place there.
I really like it.
Michael wants to know where he can have a beer with Bigfoot.
Yeah, speaking of beers, Bill and Barbara Campbell love Bigfoot and beer so much that they opened Squatch Brewing on Valentine's Day 2024. Actually, it has more to do with the fact that Bill is 6'4" and is a he has a background in water chemistry, so he decided to start making beer during the pandemic, and now they have their own cute little business, and it's not in the middle of the woods. It's in Monroeville's Moya Industrial Park. It's really cute. You'll love it. The flights are shaped like Bigfoots, big feet. So it's really, really cute. Really good beer. And it's just fun.
Well, Bill Campbell's big dude, too. Maybe he was the inspiration for calling it Bigfoot. He's 6'4".
I think so. Yes.
Right? All right. Read all about it. Have a beer with Bigfoot. Christy Graver. Have a happy spring.
Yes.
Have a good weekend, Christy.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You can go to PittsburghMagazine.com for all the details.
I love the mag.
I miss some magazines because old school is fun just to sit down.
I love
and just go
I mean
through.
The physical magazine?
Yeah, especially.
I miss the newspaper too. I do.
The coffee.
Yeah.
You know, you sit down with a coffee and kind of a coffee table book, for instance.
Oh.
Lots of pictures.
I love magazines. I love Pittsburgh Magazine.
Wasn't that at one point connected directly to WQEE?
Yeah, we owned it. Yeah. We sold it. We sold
years ago though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. That was years ago.
What's happening to public television?
I think they're targeted. I think they're going to be targeted for sure. But I haven't heard anything yet. But I think they're bracing for a major funding cut. But, you know, in the whole scheme of things, they probably get maybe $500 million for the whole network, you know, for the whole ball of wax. But I think that's on the chopping block, I think.
Is the headquarters in Washington?
Yeah, it's in Washington, yeah.
But WQED is known.
We were the first.
Around the country, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Just like KDK was the first commercial radio station in the world.
Here we are. Yeah.
WQED was the first public television station.
In the country, yeah.
Didn't Fred Rogers have something to do when he came back?
Fred kind of did, I think, but I think peripherally, you know. But he always did his show there when he came back, yeah.
And
we have a lot of great history in media in Pittsburgh.
They're not doing anymore. Are those pledge drives?
I don't see them doing a lot of local programming at all. I don't see much at all. I don't know, unless it's digitally. I watch Frontline on PBS.
How many years?
I watch Nova on PBS, but when we did tons of local programming.
You did.
We did documentaries. We did live shows. Chris Moore and I, Stacey Smith.
I remember all the one about Native Americans.
Totally. Yeah.
That went national.
Yeah, that was The War That Made America.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
I happened to be in Ligonier when cast members were staying at the Ramada up there.
Yeah.
It was wild. Apparently they...
That was funded by R.K. Mellon. I want to say that, God, Larry, that could be 17, 20 years ago. Wow.
Yeah.
Good memory.
How many years were you there?
17.
Wow.
Yeah.